KQED.
If the world's a stage, I won't go away. I'll just keep living and dying and living.
Inara George was born into the music business. Her dad, Lowell George, was the founder of the Los Angeles 70s rock band Little Feat. And she's followed her own path as an artist with her band, The Bird and the Bee. Her new solo album, her third, is called Dearest Everybody, and the songs revisit the loss of her father and the changing perspective that comes with growing older. She joins us now from Los Angeles. Inara George, welcome to the California Report magazine.
Thank you so much.
So your dad died when you were very young. I understand his wake was on the same day as your fifth birthday.
Yes.
So obviously it's a big memory for you, but how do you think the loss shaped you and what made you want to make this record now?
Even though I feel very settled and comfortable knowing that I don't have a father, and I think in my musical career I've always been open about talking about him, and I'm very proud to be his daughter, but always wanting to kind of pave my own way and make music that reflected me. And so I think now, as I get older and seeing my children and realizing when they go through those birthdays that I went through, five specifically, I felt finally comfortable delving into it in a way that I had never done before.
You talk about your father on the first single, a song called Young Adult.
I was the daughter of my father. I was the color of a half-lit moon riding down sunset, making records at night. There's a calling in my gut, and I have to just follow it.
With this song, I sort of think of it as like, it's my musical story. And I think when I started out, you know, when you're the daughter of or the son of somebody, and especially in a field that you're going into, you for a long time are always that. You're the daughter of somebody. And so I think when I started out in music, that's who I was. And so I think that was sort of the thought of the songs. I was like a, it was my, it's my first experience with music, and then slowly rolling out who I was, who I wanted to be, and how I wanted to express myself.
I know you've described some of the songs on the new album as love songs for people who aren't here anymore. I mean, commemorating the deaths of people close to you. But there are also some songs like Release Me, which sounds like it's a plea from somebody who was left behind.
I will always love you, but never will I forgive you for being gone for so long.
Yeah, my mom was turning 70, and I'd been writing these songs for friends, these sort of love songs to people who had been left behind or were leaving the earth, the planet. And I don't know, I thought I would write a song for my mom and someone who was left behind. And I think for a long time it's kind of been a struggle for her. When you've been with somebody who's larger than life, even though you feel like you're moving on, it's people don't always let you do that.
So won't you
very honest and emotional and sometimes uncomfortable, but I've discovered about myself is if you're not uncomfortable, I don't think it's not necessarily worth doing all the time, you know. I remember the first time we played these songs in front of an audience, I was really nervous. I was nervous about it being so forthcoming about my own experiences. And then once I played them, it was actually really cathartic, and especially because I feel like death is something that I've experienced a lot in my life from a young age, and it's painful and hard, but sometimes it's very beautiful and just as important to celebrate, I think, than birth is.
You're going to be playing some live shows soon, including at the Noise Pop Festival in San Francisco. Is there a particular song that you're looking forward to playing live from the new album?
It's funny. I just had a rehearsal last night with my... I have a small all-girl band. And the one that we had so much fun playing last night was Slow Dance.
Last night, I slow danced.
Getting older can be complicated, and it's not that I don't think that you can still be fun-loving and spontaneous and dance like there's no tomorrow, but there's a difference in the way, in who we are and how we grow and how we age, and I think that was kind of the idea of the song, is that sort of this painful feeling of moving forward and growing and like sort of leaving this younger version of ourselves behind.
Inara George, thanks so much for joining us on the California Report magazine.
Thank you. I had a lovely time.
Inara George's new album is called Dearest Everybody.